Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Text in your Forgiveness Friday necessities right now. If you have something that you've done that was just terribly wrong, then go ahead and text in and say, I would like forgiveness. If you would like to forgive somebody for something, go ahead and text in. I don't think we've ever gone that route with it, Kevin. But
doesn't
if you
that
want
get
to,
passive aggressive really quick?
What do you mean? I'll
keep it out of that vein, and I will say I forgive everyone who calls us names, especially when you don't have all the information.
All right, and then on top of that, though, I am watching our boy Kevin Gray just posted up a video of Kristaps from his Instagram, and Kristaps is doing some workout, doing some shooting and dribbling against a chair. But that dude is against a chair. Mike,
is the chair good at defense?
He's dribbling around the chair. Most defenders in the NBA are about chair defense level right now. But he's doing that. But he's also wearing a Washington Redskins T-shirt while he's doing it.
I remember that deal. I remember.
So I mean, like while
and
it
Luca,
is a welcome,
Luca likes the Dolphins colors, right?
Yeah, and while it is a welcome sight for us, it is not a great visual for us. But if you want to go check that out, go check out our friend Kevin Gray on Twitter.
As a kid, I had the Steve Alford videotape because he was a stud at Indiana. He actually got drafted by the Mavericks, wasn't much of a player in the NBA, but he would take a chair and then put a broom in that chair, and then you had to shoot over the chair broom. Mm-hmm. So that was your defense. When you couldn't have defense, you had to shoot over the chair broom. And so I used to do that as a kid.
Didn't Dirk build like a 16-foot wall, and he had to? And then after Holger made him build the wall to strengthen his arms with the bricks, then he had to practice shooting over the wall to get into the basket, and that's how he got that high arcing shot.
Could he see the basket?
He couldn't see the basket. He just had to practice shooting over the wall.
How did he know it went in?
It was more. It was more about the practice of shooting over, shooting high and up and over.
Okay, so he just needed to just get the right arch on the ball. Do you say arc or arch?
Arc.
I think
arc.
I say arc.
Yeah, arc is what I do.
You have arches in your feet. But that being said, Mike, sometimes when you have a Mr. Miyagi, you just got to do what he says to become the bad guy in the movie. All right, but time for Forgiveness Friday. Hit the music, Reggie.
Please forgive me.
877-881-1053.
I'm sorry, Corey. I'm going to shut this one down. This is about an hour old. I mean, they just sent it. But this is from an hour ago.
Oh, no.
I forgive y'all for making me look up what chocolate eclair means on Urban Dictionary.
Why are you bringing this up again?
I told you not to look it up because Eric said not to look it up, and I made a mistake in my hubris of looking it up. And I said, do not replicate my mistake, please. And people did it anyway. That's on you. That is not on me.
I mean, we could argue that your credibility has been ruined, and thus when you said that, people did not believe you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on you.
Yeah, it's kind of like Lenny Dykstra's credibility, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, you can slander Lenny Dykstra all you want.
But it will matter.
Sometimes I do feel like people could slander me all they like, and they're like, it's fine.
We listen to his show. It's okay.
I mean, when you consider the amount of times that people call you and the rest of the show idiots on the fan text, it looks like that's the case.
That's true. Somebody did that because they didn't have proper coronavirus information, but that's okay. From the 903, please forgive me. I called my wedding off a week before the actual wedding, which was supposed to be this week. I definitely need forgiveness.
For what reason? Like, you canceled it so that you could reschedule for later because of coronavirus, or you called it off because you're out on the significant other?
I don't think that first part is what I took away from that. Maybe they'll follow up, but I didn't take it as that was a rescheduled wedding.
What a tough decision, though, but I'm not going to congratulate that person, but I will say that takes a lot of guts, and maybe it's a congratulations because you did it before you got married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like that, like you're committed, right? I mean, you're engaged, you're going through all this stuff, you're planning for a wedding and this big party, and then a week before you say, I just can't do this.
Yeah.
It's better than saying a week after.
That yeah. is a,
right?
That's 100%
true. I know, is it? I mean, you lost all the deposits and you didn't get the party.
You know what I mean? So you're saying just throw the party and then be like, you know what? We had a great party, but
I mean, like, there's not really a great alternative.
No.
I generally,
time, but
I would like to opt for the party.
Okay. I understand. Because you like a good party. I know that.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I see where you're going. Mike, I see what you're saying, too, though. I think both sides are right. And I think that's okay.
Get off the damn fence, Corey.
No, I think both sides have a legitimate point.
That is not
and
how this
I am okay
works.
With that. If that's the way you want to do it, that's fine. If that's the way you want to do it, that's fine. Not everybody likes a party the same way.
Do we try to say I need forgiveness or we say somebody else needs forgiveness?
Yeah, if they want forgiveness, if somebody is texting in saying they want to be forgiven for something, we can forgive them, Mike. We can do it today. If you need to get something off your chest, if you did something terrible to somebody this week, you can ask for forgiveness too.
I felt really bad, so I need forgiveness for – I usually cook, and I'm the better cook in the family.
Woo, spicy.
I know. But my wife sometimes is always like, hey, how come, like, this and that, you know, it has good taste to it? And I'm like – I don't say this. I'm like, oh, I just don't know. But, I mean, she's at work. it's because I give love and care to it, and I season it, and I watch it, and I just don't throw it in – the oven or the pot and just hope it works out. But I got really inside mad at her and she might have noticed. I'm not good at like keeping my inside anger without like giving outwardly, whether it's not usually not words, just my body language. But I felt bad because I was going to cook just some fish and macaroni and cheese and asparagus. And she saw the water boiling, and she wanted to help, and so she just threw the macaroni and cheese in the boiling water. And then I came back a minute later, and I was like, why did you do that? And she's like, I was just trying to help, but inside, I need forgiveness, because she really didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't a big deal, but then the macaroni and cheese is going to be mushy or cold, one or the other, because things have to be timed out right. Like, the meal has to come out approximately at the same time. I can't have the macaroni and cheese done and then have another 15 to 20 minutes on the asparagus and fish.
Mm-hmm. Well, you put the lid on it and then leave it on the melter, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. So I need forgiveness for, like, little things like that should not affect me. I need
there you
forgiveness
go, Mike.
In that, like, I need
it's a
to
big
just
first
let
step
go
right here.
Of, like, little things ticking me off so much.
It's a big first step.
Go ahead.
From the 214, I like to forgive Bill Belichick for all of his cheating. By the way, do you think there's a chance he might hire a person infected with corona to infect players on other teams and knock
God.
Them out of games? Yes.
I didn't previously, but maybe.
I absolutely think that would happen. Or that if you go visit New England, that the hotel you stay in, they might just pour a can of coronavirus into your room.
A
will
can?
Give his team coronavirus so he can get Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
Both
so
of those are within the realm of
we
possibility.
We didn't technically lose our season. My season was lost due to the pandemic, but we're back.
Bill Belichick's always thinking bigger picture. Always.
From the 972, I forgive Mike for his horrible Josh Allen Dak take.
Yeah, I feel like I need some forgiveness here. You know, like, it became a video. It was on Twitter.
Oh, so great.
Hey,
I mean,
you got me.
I feel like I have to come clean. I came clean to you guys on the show, and I feel like everybody needs to know. Like, that wasn't necessarily actually about the take because I wasn't actually paying attention to what Mike was saying in that moment.
Oh.
I just heard the vacuum and was like, my brain was like, you know, there's a joke here.
Okay.
And thus
hey,
I
that's
made
fine.
It.
That's fine. You don't have to admit that, but
so
it
was an
I'm-
awesome joke at my expense, but I really appreciated the joke. I was like, that's funny. Unfortunately, it's about me, but it is funny.
It
and
did.
I would
it
like
did
to say
go
this.
Viral.
I'm sticking with it. Josh Allen was a supreme player in that game to Dak Prescott. There's no doubt about who the better quarterback was in that game. On Thanksgiving, Josh Allen was a way better quarterback than Dak Prescott. I don't know how anybody can argue that.
By the way, Corey, follow-up. Mm-hmm. That guy said, oh, yeah, no, I'm out on the wedding. And he said, a divorce is an expensive party.
Yeah, so my bad. I didn't think about the lawyers and stuff.
Somebody said that they would like to ask for forgiveness. Their girlfriend has been alluding to getting a ring lately, and he went off and bought an AR-15 instead. So,
oh, dear.
He was like, I wanted a gun, didn't get her a ring.
I have a quick sports one. I don't know who needs forgiveness here. There is a UFC fighter, Ian Heinisch, that was supposed to fight this weekend at UFC 250, but his fight is now canceled because one of his corner men has corona. Does the corner man need to apologize for getting that fight canceled to his fighter, or does the fighter need to apologize for, like, taking him out into the world? Where does the correct apology lie here?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll need to figure that out.
That's a stumper right there.
Okay, fair enough.
I know this is local. This isn't maybe forgiveness, but I think I saw, who's our county judge that's giving us updates on coronavirus and stuff?
Dallas County? Clay Jenkins.
Yeah,
Jenkins.
Clay Jenkins. I think he said if you have been part of the protests, if you could go get tested for coronavirus,
yes.
Just because you're
there's
in big crowds.
There's more available, too.
He wasn't saying, like, don't protest. In fact, he said, I'm not saying don't protest. I'm just saying if you have been and maybe you've been exposed to a lot of people in close proximity, we might need to have a good idea if you have it or not now.
Just be proactive while you're at it. Guys, Drew Brees asked for forgiveness a second time yesterday in a video. He said, look into my eyes and see the pain right now. He wanted to show you the pain. 877-881-1053. Who's done it? Who said, I forgive you?
I mean, it's...
Who was mad in the first place?
It seems like plenty of his teammates. I understand why. We do the same thing in our everyday life with arguments and stuff. Sometimes it feels like you want to rush the process of forgiveness so that weight is off of you. And maybe that's what's happening right now with Drew Brees, or maybe he decided that this is how it was necessary, and he doesn't need my forgiveness because it's not my issue. It's not going to be a problem for him, whatever I think. But I think sometimes in general, we try to rush the process of forgiveness.
I think I forgive him. It's just the thing of, like, you know, you guys say never, ever forget. I'm not saying never, ever forget, but it's like, okay, I forgive you, but there's a process. Right? Like, I don't,
yeah.
I'm not speaking for everybody. I'll speak for me. I forgive them, but there is a process. And, like, I forgive you, but then there's more of a process that keeps moving.
I say, and my thought here is just, I would say just stay focused. Keep going forward in what direction you're trying to get. That's a distraction. Let that be. Move on. Take care of it later. But right now, you're focused on something else.
When they 682, please forgive me. I farted in bed and my wife.
Oh, man.
With my wife and blamed it on my toddler. That's what kids are there for.
Yeah, you know what? I'm always honest with that. I'm just like, look, I did it. It happened.
Because she already looks at you and she's like, I know. From the 940, please forgive me. I called into work sick and I'm actually at the lake listening to the fan, Tolo.
I know people's girlfriends and wives do that. They toot in front of their spouses. Mine never has, and I just feel like that's impossible. I have no clue how she's been able to do that her whole life, that she's been able to hold her flatulence.
If she did,
maybe
she jarring to you.
Maybe she hasn't. Maybe she's just been blaming the kids.
Oh.
Because you know what Chris Carter said.
But still get you a fall guy.
Even for that?
But I don't think so. I feel like somehow she's been able to hold it, because I just can't remember a time where, like, oh my God, what smells in this room? And it was her who did it. But it hasn't happened.
The KNC
masterpiece. Girls are like that.
Your home of disgusting flatulence.
Yeah. Has your fiance farted in front of you, Kevin?
She has not, and I think she might be terrified of doing so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.